This article is about the origins of Yorkshire Day. So why do we have Yorkshire Day, and how did it come about in the first place? Here's the story. Yorkshire Day, in its current incarnation, was first toasted back in mid-1970s, not as a celebration of Yorkshire, but actually as a protest movement. Marked for the first time in 1975 in Beverley, the event was held by the Yorkshire Riding Society as a protest movement against the local government reorganisation of 1974. Under the Act, the traditional Yorkshire ridings disappeared and administrative counties, county boroughs and their councils were abolished, to be replaced by metropolitan and non-metropolitan counties with vastly changed borders. The date alludes to the Battle of Minden and also the anniversary of the emancipation of slaves in British Empire in 1834, for which a Yorkshire MP, William Wilberforce, had campaigned. The Battle of Minden was fought during the Seven Years' War on 1st of August 1759. An Anglo-German army under the command of Field Marshal Ferdinand of Brunswick defeated a French army commanded by Marshal of France, Marquis de Contades. In Britain, the result at Minden was widely celebrated and was seen as part of Britain's Annus Mirabilis of 1759, also known as the Year of Victories. Among the British regiments which fought at Minden were the 51st Foot King's Own Yorkshire Light Rifles, hence the Yorkshire connection. The descendants of this unit and others who fought are still known as the Minden Regiments. When the British infantry were first advancing to battle, they passed through some German gardens, and the soldiers picked roses and struck them in their coats. In memory of this, each of the Minden regiments marks 1st of August as Minden Day. On that day, the men of all ranks wear roses in their caps, with members of the Rifles wearing Yorkshire white roses. Holborn MP William Wilberforce was a leader of the movement to abolish the slave trade. He headed the parliamentary campaign against the British slave trade for 20 years until the passage of the Slave Trade Act of 1807. In later years, he supported the campaign for the complete abolition of slavery and continued his involvement after 1826 when he resigned from Parliament because of his failing health. That campaign led to the Slavery Abolition Act 1833, which abolished slavery in most of the British Empire. Wilberforce died just 3 days after hearing that the passage of the Act through Parliament was assured. The Act commenced on 1st of August 1834, hence its link with Yorkshire Day. A central tradition of Yorkshire Day is the reading of the Yorkshire Declaration of Integrity, which affirms Yorkshire's ancient foundation in 875 AD as the Kingdom of Jorvik by the Viking chief Halfdan Ragnarsson. Each year, a town or city is chosen to host celebrations, and this year the duty falls to Halifax. Last year, Doncaster hosted the event, while other hosts include Huddersfield, Leeds and Bradford.